It includes the new generator, but this includes moving the electric that's tied in with Building B so that we keep our electric and we can do the demolition of the old Building B. With that being said, we put together the scope of work. We did do a non-mandatory pre-bid meeting. There was three contractors that showed up. Then we got four contractors turned in a bid. Alternative Current Electric came in at the low bid. The reason I kind of got onto them a little bit after I talked to them, they didn't break everything out, but they gave me a lump sum price, which included everything that was in here, including the transfer switch, because he said that old transfer switch is dead. But if you look at all his supplement pages that he put in with it, he did a really good job describing exactly what this $92,500 is going to do for us. It's going to get the electric moved. He's going to work it out with FP&L, so we should only be, public works should only be without power for 4 to 6 hours one day while they transfer get it transferred, and when we'll be back up and running. And they are a Cummins dealer, so Cummins doesn't make a 45 watt or a 40 kW, which we were asking for, but it's a 50. So we're getting actually more than what we asked for actually a really good price when you look at all the other prices that came in.
Thank you, Steve.
No problem.
Questions? Questions? Question?
Real one quick one. How come they didn't do a bid for the alternate, didn't do a bid for the first generator?
They missed it.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
When I noticed that we only got the three bids on each of the generators for the fire department and stuff, I actually, when I went to put this bid out, I made some calls and put it out there that this was that we were trying to do this, and so hoping to get more calls and more people, just like I did for the recent one that just went out for Timaquan Boardwalk and the boat ramp repairs. I started making calls so that we get more people involved and get more people coming in to give us good pricing.
Thank you, Steve. Anyone in the audience have any questions about this agenda item? Okay, then may I have a motion, please?
I'll do it.
I will make a motion to award bid 2025-02 to Alternative Current Electric for $92,500 and authorize the town manager to execute all the necessary agreements to proceed with the project.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Steve, thank you very, very much for the work and for the presentation.
And thank you for the support. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good job, Steve.
We are down to the comments of council, and we'll start with you, Vice Mayor Smith.
I think we just had a very productive meeting in a very reasonable time, so no more comments.
Council Member Villanella.
Just another terrific meeting. We got a lot accomplished and just wonderful.
Councilman White.
Briefly, I attended the State of the Volusia County Address on February 12th. Which was held at Daytona Beach Ocean Center. The purpose of the meeting was to update all municipalities on the status of the key projects across Volusia County and also projects that are projected in the coming years. Chairman Jeff Brower delivered the closing speech regarding all municipalities to come together and work side by side with Volusia County elected officials and Volusia County staff to attack the flooding issues across our county and any other issues that we may face. We all need to work together to accomplish this goal. I also attended the Volusia County Coastal Resilience Training Roadshow, Jessica was here, on February 26, which was held at Daytona Beach Shores Community Center. The purpose of this meeting was to discuss the upcoming beach restoration project and how it impacts Volusia County from a tourism perspective, as well as residents of Volusia County. As everyone knows, the coastal beaches in Volusia County are the number one driver for tourist dollars and must be protected. I did get to share with Volusia County team the Ponce Inlet Council's thoughts on Plug the Hole program as we discussed at our February meeting. That is being utilized currently in St. Augustine Beach. Jessica is very familiar with this program as she has seen it utilized in Virginia. The county has 4 months left to finish their resiliency program, future plans, and will consider this being added. We'll see. It wasn't a yes. It wasn't a no. It was, yeah. We'll see. Lastly, I've been tracking the Florida legislative session currently being conducted in Tallahassee concerning House and Senate bills that could affect our local government. I've utilized the Florida League of Cities website and webinars to try to gain knowledge of the proposed bills that may affect us. I'm sure Mayor will touch on that. So that is my closing statement. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Skip. Bill?
Just a couple of quick things. The shelter passed 335,000 meals. We're now at 339,000. And we had a person. We always talk about the people that we get into housing and the number that stay into it. This past month, with everything that's going on, we were only able to put 18 in housing, which is still great. But we had one person that came into us in 2023. He was a long-haul trucker that got injured, drinking, et cetera, et cetera. He left us, came back last year, went to all of his meetings, turned his life around. He got his license back. He's now a full long-haul trucker again, and has been moved. He was one of the 18 that made it into housing this year, or this month. Thank you. And thank you, Ponce Inlet, every single time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to support the shelter.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Okay, well, I will be in Tallahassee this coming week. And for those of you who have been keeping track of the bills that have been proposed for this legislative session, know that I do have my work cut out for me. I'll be leading the delegation from Volusia County, which I understand at this moment includes 26 of our elected officials, managers, and staff members. I've already set forth our town's concerns for our legislators through emails, letters, and phone calls with many of the bills that were already filed relating to property taxes, local business taxes, and sovereign immunity. The goal when I go up is to advocate for modifications in the proposed legislation to minimize or entirely eliminate the impact on Ponce Inlet. Secondly, the county roundtable that I chair met several weeks ago, and our agenda was laser focused on stormwater management and flooding. One of the initiatives includes the creation of an online map that depicts the vulnerable areas and the current projects addressing flooding, as well as projects in the floodline, pipeline, that is all of Volusia County and all of the municipalities. The roundtable subcommittee on flooding will meet for a second time next Friday in DeLand, and a representative from the St. John's Water Management District will speak on regulations and stormwater. The subcommittee meeting is open to the public, and I would encourage anyone interested in this issue to attend. Additionally, I do believe that I owe everyone an update on our Ponce Wellness Program, so I am going to ask Chief Scales to please come up, because he and I have been working through some of these issues, and I thought it best if he presented. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, as you may recall, it's been a few months ago we started discussing this.
Yes.
As a way to do a little bit more public outreach for our community. A lot of places do what's called community paramedicine, where they actually have dedicated positions that are part of the fire department, but not part of the fire department. They just do one specific role. And with that comes a myriad of, I don't want to say complications, but complexities, which can kind of slow down the deployment of services like that. So what we did was try to look at what we have currently here as part of Ponce Inlet's service providing. And one of the things that we saw and that we think is great is the police department has the PONS Partners Program, which they've had for decades, where we have residents in town that have to call in every day just to check in, and if they don't check in, we go check on them. So what we've, and I've talked with the police chief about this as far as maybe expanding that program a little bit, because we have identified folks that are requesting little additional services, is now taking some capabilities that the fire department has and mirroring that with the PONS Partners Program. And the chief and I are discussing how we can develop that, where our folks can go to their homes, check on them, if they need help with medications or just do a home safety check or whatever they may think that they need at that time. And then we would expand that service to the general public, where they could call the fire department, there'll be a program to sign up for that, and we would go basically provide those services to the community, whatever that is. We currently do now home safety checks. We'll go home, go to your home and you know, check things out, make sure things are fire safe, but this takes a little bit further, where if you have medical issues or medical histories, we can help you with your medications as far as what your medications are and making sure that you know what you're supposed to be doing. So we felt that the PONS Partner Program was a good way to start that, is kind of get our feet wet in the community, get our folks used to doing that, kind of as part of their daily duties. Nothing separate, nothing new, something that we kind of do already, but just formalize that process a little bit more.
Dan, thank you so much. I'm so appreciative. Dan spent time with me. We did explore some other options, but we landed on this as something that might be a nice way to introduce this into the community. I also want to mention that you have in front of you my proposed letter for the bear hunt when I'm going to go to the Fish and Wildlife meeting. This is what you had by consensus authorized me to create, so I did that. And last, I'd like to remind everyone about the seminar to be held this Saturday at the Community Center. You know, the rising cost of property insurance is a tremendous concern for this community. And so in response, I invited one of our very own residents, Matt Montgomery, of Brown & Brown, to speak with us about what we can expect for this year. Matt manages a $50 billion portfolio in Florida and extremely qualified on this topic. So I hope to see as many of you as possible there this Saturday. So thank you. That is all I have. And I will turn it over to Mike.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Just a few things. Yesterday we had the kickoff meeting with our firm that we've hired to do the salary study. This is the firm of MGT, and they came in well below the budgeted amount for that. They're going to start looking at the surveys, they're going to look at the salaries and benefits of surrounding communities and those that are similar to ours in terms of size and responsibility. That's our competition. You know, if we want to try to hire and retain good, hardworking employees, those are the ones that we have to compete against. So we expect to receive the preliminary results in mid-June, and then that'll be followed by a presentation to the town council in July. Next thing, so there's been, Steve Wargo had mentioned the demolition of building D. That building was used for storage. There's a lot of that stuff is being moved out, but anything that is left that is part of that needs to be stored somewhere. So he is looking at getting a storage container to be put in the public works property, and that would go behind the existing storage area, the big water tank and all that. So you can back up behind the fence and it won't be able to be seen by the road. And then the last thing, scheduling conflicts with most of the vendors and ponds preserves of Clannett. We're rescheduling this event to April 26th. I guess they were, all but one was booked up somewhere else this on the Columbia Michigan wanted to happen. So we're going to have to move it in. And that's it.
Thank you, Mike. Cliff?
Briefly, Mayor, I wanted to inform you of a decision I made, because it's a decision you might think ordinarily would be reserved to you all, but I'll explain why I made it and what it's about. So your police chief, as well as every other police chief and sheriff in the state of Florida, have been asked to sign on to a memorandum of agreement by which according to new state law, they are required to get training as designated by the chief as to whom, and be assistance to ICE and the Border Patrol in immigration enforcement. I don't know how big of a deal that is here in Ponce Inlet, but nevertheless, as he should have, the chief sent me the agreement to review, and I reviewed it. I pointed out to him that the training is a mandatory thing, and you've got a small department, so finding two officers that can go through it might not be the easiest thing to do, but it's mandatory, and the memorandum complies with the current state of the law. It is not about whether I like the law. For whatever it's worth, I don't. But what it is about is it says in it, and there is also a memo that goes along with this from the Police Chiefs Association. Who wrote the memo by Rumberger? Which law? Yeah, Florida Police Chiefs Association. And it basically points out that failure to sign the memorandum of agreement and go along with this state legislation subjects the police chief to removal from office by the governor. This is an issue because if it's brought to you, whether it's as a consent agenda item or as an item for y'all to consider and you were to vote against it for good reasons that I could think of off the top of my head, then where you would put the chief is in a situation where he has to not sign an agreement, the result of which is him being removed from the position of police chief involuntarily, but also whoever votes against the memorandum gets removed from office. That is the threat on the table. And if you think I'm exaggerating, and how I know about this is because it's exactly what happened in Fort Myers, which is another city that I represent through their CRA. And I found out about this because they had put it on an agenda. It was a consent agenda. It's a 7-member council there. Only 6 were in attendance that night, and it split 3-3. Well, you know, in a tied vote, something doesn't pass. The following things happened. Within the time that it took them to vote and get home, the 3 that voted against it had multiple death threats. I got the call because the next day I was to attend a CRA meeting as a CRA lawyer in Fort Myers and was told we will not have a quorum because they're scared to come to the meetings, as they should be, because these people are seriously delusional when it comes to their politics. And secondarily, as a result, immediately the new attorney general went on his social media accounts and said they're going to find out what it means by there will be consequences, and they better rethink it. And removal from office is on the table, to which there was a round of applause through social media via our governor. So what I'm telling you is, by telling him to sign the agreement because it comports with the law, I'm saving you from a vote that you probably shouldn't make because it's not discretionary. If you vote anything other than yes, you're subject to removal of office. And if you did vote no, then not only are you subject to removal from office, so is the police chief who has to follow your direction. So all things considered, that's why I did what I did. I want you to know that, because you may see this come up in other jurisdictions who haven't thought this all the way through, and they may put it in front of their councils, and they may get results. I don't know what results they'll get, but they shouldn't, because it is not discretionary, and therefore, that's why I made the decision, and I wanted to share that with you.
Thank you, Cliff. We have reached our final citizen participation, and this is your time to come up for 2 minutes before the closing of the meeting, and you can comment or ask questions about what you just heard from each council member, the manager, or the town attorney. Is there anyone in our audience who wishes to come up and speak now? Yes.
Thank you. Shannon White, 39 Coastal Oak Circle. Can I ask a question about the cell tower lease?
That would have been more appropriate, I'm sorry, earlier at citizen participation, but the question can be asked. We might be able to answer it.
Has the decision been made?
Okay, has a decision been made? Mike, are you able to address the cell tower lease?
Sure. Yeah, we've reviewed it at the staff level. It has now been sent to the town attorney to review for legal form and content. And as soon as it has gone through that, then we'll bring it to you for a vote.
Okay. Well, I just I know there was some concerns about, you know, the repairs for the tower and the pickleball and all that. By putting a canopy on there, is that going to solve the intrusion from the vehicles or the cranes and stuff and create a more safety issue? I mean, I think there.
If I may, we're going to have more of a discussion when it becomes an agenda item, and hopefully your questions will be addressed in the staff report, and if they're not, that is the perfect time to bring all of it up. Or sooner, you're more than welcome to email our manager with your questions. If they're very specific, I would encourage that.
All right, thank you.
Is there anyone else? Seeing none, then we are adjourned at 4:20. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Thank you for that, because the woman who was on the Zoom call, Teresa Watkins-Brown, I know her very well, and she's my chair or something. She actually had a statement from the advocacy committee because it happened yesterday afternoon. We are? Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot already. She wanted to remind ladder truck. She was the one not there.
Say that again.
We're going to take a picture with the new ladder truck outside. We want you to come outside and see it and take a picture. Can you do that?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I got here before. I came in the other way. I didn't get to see it.
No, we didn't bring it up till just now.
Can I come back? Leave all this?
Yeah, leave it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. I'll leave my purse. Your purse matches me much better. I want yours.
Yeah.